up, my dudes? Welcome back to another spectacular episode of Sid Talks. Today, me and my friends, Jay.
What's up?
Travis.
Hey, how's it going?
And Lucas.
Yellow.
Are all getting down and dirty. And we're talking about activities. Just really how we can be social and things that have been fun that we've done in the past. I hope you're ready to get in and have some fun. Yeah, so recently I feel like we've been pretty active, like, socially, and there's been a lot of parties, but, like, I've really been wondering, though, like, how to make socializing with other people easier, as well as, like, what are things that we've done in the past that's been super fun that, like, either we want to repeat in the future or do something new. But I guess like recently with the pandemic, it's been a lot of people said it would be way hard to get together and like have fun. My parents would always be like calling me like, hey, are you like socializing with people? Even though it's like, super quarantined. And I mean, we had a unique situation where we were fairly social. So I don't know, like, what are some of like your guys' like favorite things that we've done amidst the pandemic?
Yeah, I would have to say maybe like that one time when we went to like the Salt Flats, we just got a group together, just drove out. We like didn't take much planning or anything like that.
Yeah,
we just kind of just got a group together, got two cars, drove out there, just kind of had fun with it, hung out in Salt Lake for a bit. It wasn't really that complicated, but it was still super fun.
Yeah, that was sweet. Was that when we went to Ensign Peak?
Yeah, same time. Okay. Yeah,
exactly. Same time.
Yeah. Yeah, it was were you there, Lucas?
I wasn't.
Oh, okay. So we went up to the top of, it's basically a hill, but it's like an overlook that overlooks all of Salt Lake City. And it was super fun because prior to that, we had, what did we do? What did we even do that night? I just remember going to the peak and having fun.
Yeah. So just like that day we had gone to the Salt Flats. Oh, before we went to like Five Guys.
Oh, yeah. So we went to Salt Flats, then we went, got food, and then we went to Ensign Peak to call it a day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That I feel like all of the fun stuff we've ever done have been like outside of like our sphere. Like, like leaving this area and going somewhere else. I don't know.
Well, in regards to COVID, like, that's really the best way because you're still, like, you're out, right? So it's somewhere where people are more spread apart. You can do something. You're not, like, close interacting. So
yeah. Yeah, that's so true.
I think for me, one thing is when we go skateboarding, just because we're outside, we're just having fun, and we're doing something that we like. We, at least in our group, we all like skateboarding or longboarding. So we're all just having fun, and even though we're still following the COVID regulations at the time, we're still just, it's a blast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that like really catches other people's attentions too, because we have had tons of times where someone has been like, oh, like, I love that. Like, I want to come with you guys next time.
Yeah.
Which, mm-hmm. you know, shows it.
Mm-hmm. And I think, especially with COVID, I think it's been quite easy to socialize.
Because
I feel like it brings people more together because we're all going through the same hardship, so to say. So like it's easy to like relate to people. I feel like for me, COVID has been the time where I've made most of my friends. I don't know if that's really good or really sad.
What were you doing before COVID? Yeah.
That's true, actually. Like, this sounds wrong, like this sounds like it shouldn't be this way, but I am more social during COVID than I was prior, because before COVID, I had so much schoolwork, but then with COVID, like, it was all online schooling, and, like, I was able to do a lot of stuff at home.
Yeah, and I feel like because of COVID, you're more desperate to get outside and do something.
Yeah, that's so true.
When you're doing all online schooling, it's just, like, you're just sitting there all day long, and then you're like, oh, dang, it's, like, 7 o'clock, and I haven't even walked outside yet.
Yeah.
I have to do something. And so it's just kind of like you become more desperate to be social.
Oh, yeah. That's so true.
It just made people realize, like, how much that matters.
And I feel like going with what Jay and Travis said, it's like, I remember before COVID, I'd be like at university all day, come home, start doing homework, and I was tired. And then I'd get that call from my friends like, yo, Lucas, let's go out and do something. And then you'd start like, oh, I actually like too much homework. Or like you start like that little fake cough. You're like, I'm not feeling very well. But now like, I'm in, like what they said, I'm inside all day. I want to get out. Like, I'm desperate to get out.
Yeah. Seriously though, like getting outside has just been so sweet. So, like, for you guys, like, what do you feel has been, like, the coolest place you've gone outside other than the salt flats?
Well, let me think. Like, I've been blessed. I was able to go to, like, Cancun in the Dominican Republic, which was crazy. Yeah, you went to
Cancun.
Yeah. So, yeah. Like, that was, I don't know, that's a really big thing that I was able to do outside. But, like, around here, like, I invite you guys all the time, Ultimate Frisbee. Yeah. That's like my favorite thing to do on a Saturday morning. I try and get everybody out there to play. It's just something that you can actually like stretch your legs and like kind of have all that like energy that we have like just sitting around that's kind of building up. We can finally just get that out and just run around. It's just fun to like be able to exert yourself a little bit.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah, physically.
Oh, heck yeah. That's so true.
For me... just these last two semesters, I haven't been able to like leave everywhere. I'm just here in Provo.
Yeah.
But I've gone on a few trail walks, and I think just changing from like the concrete jungle into like the actual jungle.
Yeah.
That's true. Really nice change for me. Even in the winter when everything's like more whitish and brownish.
Yeah.
It's still very pretty to me, especially with the mountains.
Oh, heck yeah.
That are right here.
Yeah. Yeah, like, going off of that, honestly, like, probably for me would be going outside. Like, so nearby there's the canyon, and there's a ton of overlooks that I just, I don't know what it is about overlooks that I love so much.
Yeah.
But, like, just being up and, like, just seeing nature, I don't know, it just kind of makes life easier, not having to think about everything that's going on. And, like, I think that's wise, because, like, if we're inside all the time, our bodies like naturally go crazy.
Yeah.
Like you, like there's a reason why people say cabin fever is bad. like they are feeling like they're just sick of being inside.
Definitely.
It's because your body literally needs that like ability to have fun and like be with other people. Like as like humans, it's crazy that we're like, that we need.
You need to socialize. That's part of who like, we are.
Yeah. Like, you'll probably die faster if you're just alone. Like, if you were in a box your whole life,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure you would just, like, be sad. I don't know. You just... Life would be bad.
Yeah.
Like, alone.
It's true.
But, yeah. So, going off what Lucas said, like, I like to go to the mountains and see, like, sights and stuff. But,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about you, Jay?
I think it's the same. I think about, like, all the times that we went, like, just to go to the trail or...
Yeah.
The mountains, like you said. Yeah. Like, even the time we all just drove up to Squaw Peak, and we, like, it was closed, but we just,
yeah,
we, you know,
still
we just
had fun,
like,
yeah.
You know? And I think that's what it is, because everyone's in the same situation, so it's easy for everyone to just be like, hey, you know, let's get out of it, you know?
Oh, totally. Yeah. And also with, like, everything going on, like, I feel like I've had to get more creative with the activities that I plan.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah, you're in charge of the FHS.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
Like one night we did Where's Waldo? So Travis,
that was so fun.
Travis went down and hid in the city,
in plain sight,
like straight up. Oh man, yeah, we found you sitting at a coffee shop,
just outside.
I literally looked directly at you and then looked away because it was too obvious.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was super fun. And then like recently, I've been thinking we should go and just get some chalk and like. Draw with that. It sounds so childish, but no,
like
it'd be super fun
underneath one of those bridges.
Yeah, like
yeah,
a bridge,
plenty of
like,
space for that.
Yeah,
yeah,
super sick.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun.
And then like this morning, we talked about like going to a street and then splitting off and doing street performances, and then whoever gets the most money wins.
Hey,
like,
sounds
all,
so much fun.
All of us would just like have little tiny awkward like talents.
Yeah.
Like I'm sure we're all talented in some way. But some of us...
Like, what would you do for your talent?
Dude, I don't know. I just sit there snapping, wear some like black sunglasses, and then just kind of like whistle jazz.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be sweet. A little bit of Frank Sinatra in there. Fly me to the moon. No, yeah. I think, yeah, I'd probably play the guitar or like just dance.
Well, I remember, so I'm from Chile. And I remember over the summer, my mom would just get sick of me and be like, you know what? Go outside a little bit. You need to go outside. Yeah. But it was, I wasn't too young. I was like 14, 15-ish.
Yeah.
So I would just go outside, and I had this thing called the Chinese yo-yo. So I'd go and like, I'd be bored outside because I didn't want to be outside. I wanted to be inside playing video games all day. But I'd be hungry too. So I was like, what's the easiest way to get money? So I'd stop. Like, so I'd go with a Chinese yo-yo to like a stoplight. And then just, like, go for it. You know, like, in about an hour-ish, I was able to get, like, $5
what?
For a Big Mac.
Yeah.
You
know, that's crazy.
Yeah.
As a little kid, though, yeah. That's, like, super sweet.
Awesome. So, like, I felt like king of the world, you know? I just ate my Big Mac and then...
Wait, what kind of tricks, like, were you spinning it, like...
So you'd spin it really fast, and then, like, you throw it in the air, and then there's, like, a few, like, over the shoulder, under the leg tricks that I was able to do.
So, like, what's the difference between, like, a Chinese yo-yo and a regular yo-yo?
So, like, a regular yo-yo is, like, it's, like, a little spinny, everybody knows a yo-yo, like, a little spinny thing that's connected to a string, and then it goes to your hand. Chinese yo-yo is a little bit bigger, so it's about the size of, like, two fists, and then, like, there's a rope that goes in between. It's not connected to the yo-yo at all. So, like, you're controlling with your hands the rope.
It's like on a stick,
and the yo-yo
isn't it?
Is like, yeah, it's like on a stick. And then, like, yo-yo spins by itself. And then you just do fun tricks.
Wow. Okay, I've so it's more those. Like a trapeze. Kind of like, it's on the, and you can, like, throw it in the air. And
exactly, yeah. You throw it in the air, and then, like, the string's in your hand, but the yo-yo's, like, in the air. It's, like, it's super fun. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, cool. Dang. Now, that reminds me, I was also in a club in elementary school. So... In elementary school, I wanted to try all the clubs, so I went to a new club every single week. Mm-hmm. And so, like, one week I would go to Spanish club where we watched Harry Potter in Spanish, and I was like, this is sweet, I don't understand anything. And then the other week I did, like, have you guys heard of, like, stomp, where you, like, stomp on the floor and make noise?
Oh, yeah, like a kind of dance.
Yeah, it's like a dance, but it's, that's like, the kind of dance. It was super fun. And then, this is what kind of similar to the Chinese yo-yo, you get, like, two sticks... And then you have a third stick that you do tricks with, and you like flip the third stick into the air.
Okay.
And I got pretty good at that.
Yeah.
And then I got bored of it, so I moved on to the next club.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, that would be fun, just like going along the street, and like you could do the Chinese yo-yo, and I do. No, do you have one or?
I have one somewhere around here in the U.S. because I had it back in 2018, and I let a few friends borrow it, so like it's somewhere here in Provo. I didn't figure out where. You know what other street performance sounds really cool? I don't know if you guys have ever seen the SpongeBob movie. You know, and they start like slapping. They're like, slapping, playing the music. I feel like you can make a lot of money with that.
Oh, heck yeah, dude. Seriously, or. Well, did we show you the photos we took, our photo shoot?
From which...
So, me, Travis, and Jay were wanting to do a goofy photo shoot for the longest time.
We just wanted to have roommate pictures.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
roommate family. That's really what we wanted.
That's really at the end of the day is what we wanted. But we thought, hey, while we're at it...
let's make them good.
Yeah, let's make them look nice. Yes. So we went and bought some turtlenecks, some gold chains... And then we all matched our clothing. We wore jeans and then sneakers.
So some sunglasses. Yeah.
Oof. Yeah. Oof. Yeah, we were looking fine. But we were out on the street and people were honking their horns and like laughing. And like, honestly, like we could literally just dress up and I'm sure people would like love that. That'd be
that,
sweet.
Like humming a little tune.
If we walked down the street just snapping, that looks so like this. Cool.
Yeah.
No, like my brother, he was in an acapella group when he was in high school.
Yeah,
I was too, but he like performed a lot more. And one time, his acapella group, they went down to like kind of like a mall area, a lot of outdoor stores, and just started singing.
Yeah,
and someone was like, "Hey, you guys are pretty good. Here's a large fries you can share." And so the five of them were like, "Oh my goodness, like we got some fries."
That's sweet. Yeah. Yeah. That's super sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, with all these, like, activities, I feel like you also have to do it with the right kind of people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something to keep in mind. I guess, like, recently, I feel like we've been hosting a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
How? Yeah, you all agree.
Dance party.
Yeah, like how can we like? And this is like just a genuine question. Like, how can we leave that? Like, how can we leave being the party?
The party people, like the planning
people? The planning people. Yeah, because like, yeah.
I don't know. I feel like a lot of people, they kind of wait for other people to plan things.
Yeah.
They don't like the stress of planning it themselves, and I totally understand that. But really, like, I think it's interesting that, like, we need to remember that when you invite somebody else, they're not thinking like, oh no, they invited me. It's more like when you invite, you're like, hey, that's nice. Like, they're yeah. thinking of me. Like, that's super cool.
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like a lot of people forget that. They're, like, nervous to invite people to things, to activities, because they think, oh, like, if they don't want to come, then they're going to think bad about me or something. I don't yeah. know. Like, so, but that's really, true. Whenever you invite somebody, they're going to be thankful if they can come, whether or not. So.
Yeah. And I think a lot, like, the first part of the fear is just getting the courage to invite someone. Mm-hmm. But then the second fear is, like, what Travis was saying. I was talking to this friend of mine, and she was telling me that she always wants to do things, but she's always so afraid because sometimes she invites people and only like two people come. But even if it's if only those two people come, if you do it with confidence, it's gonna be so much
that's
fun.
True.
Yeah, I mean, it's everything yeah. with life. Like, if you like an outfit but you look goofy, just wear it with confidence.
Yeah,
it's everything.
And you'll pull it off.
Yeah, that's just true. Confidence is what will make you like be able to pull anything off.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you'll be more happy too.
Exactly.
Because you won't let little things like two people came to our party and oh, my life is over.
Yeah,
it's like, instead just have fun with life. Yeah, yeah. I love that.
Half the time those two people parties are like the funnest.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's only two of you, so you just do whatever, you know.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
go with it.
Yeah,
yeah. Like that one time we planned a dance party, like it was kind of like spur of the moment. We're like, hey, we're gonna have it tonight, cool, invite some people. And then like four people showed up and we're like, we had like some lights flashing and stuff. Yeah. And it was just like us, like, like probably like seven of us in a circle, just like, let's go.
Yeah, that was actually one of the more intense dance parties ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone had fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really think that in those small groups is where you can do like, it's like where you can really get out of your comfort without really getting out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
Because like, even though like you're going to be doing something that you might fail at, there's only like two people looking at you. And
yeah.
it's not like a whole crowd. So like, you're more prone to like going out and actually getting out of your comfort zone and doing something crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I remember back in my single days, we'd be driving with a few friends. It was like three of us in the car. And it was always the one that was in the passenger seat by the driver. We'd always put him up to something. Sometimes it'd be me, sometimes it was another friend, but we'd pull up the car next to like a group of girls like in the car, and they'd just start honking the horn until they looked at us, and then roll down. Instead of rolling down your window, you roll down their window and then see what they do.
Oh.
And sometimes like trying to be awkward and just look down. Sometimes they'd be like, hello ladies. Like, anything that was just hilarious. This is just the three of us. We were probably never gonna see those girls again.
Yeah.
And it was just like, you just got out of your comfort zone and did something hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, I did something similar in a high school. So I lived about like 20 minutes from the beach, and I didn't have a high school car.
Uh-huh.
I really didn't think I needed one at any point, so I never got one.
Uh-huh.
And so one day my friend was driving me to the beach, and we pull up next to a car, and there were some cute girls in the other car, so he rolls down the window, and what do you think he does? He just blows him a kiss and winks at him.
Whoa.
And here I am thinking, you're insane! Like, we can't do that! That's not okay. We first have to ask what their name is. Like, there's a formula we have to follow here. You can't just do that. But then, like, once he did that, then they, like, they threw up their numbers, and, like, we, like, wrote them down. Anyways, but after that, I, like, learned, hey, I need to, like, get out of my comfort zone a little bit more.
Exactly.
Like, just, like you were saying, like, just have fun with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are, like, some activities that we could do or have done that, like, are kind of out of the comfort zone? I know, Travis, you drove a couch on a sand.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what did you do?
Yeah, so we actually, so it was a mattress.
Oh, mattress.
Yeah,
okay.
And we just found it in a dumpster. And I was like, I could tie this to the back of my car. And we can just go out in the desert and just, like, do donuts and see if we can throw people off the mattress.
Yeah.
And so that's what we did. We got a group of people, like 10 people together, and just took turns just riding on a mattress. Like, it's always the crazy ideas that I think back is, like, the best memories.
Yeah. Oh, heck yeah.
It's not just, like, a basic game night. All of those game nights are fun. It's like the crazy, really weird kind
of. Yeah, like, remember that time?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go dumpster diving. Let's go, like, oh, stuff like that that really just makes an evening fun and memorable for sure.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Yeah, one thing I've wanted to do for a while is, like, they do these, like, 5Ks where they throw paint on you when you're running.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Color Run. My uncle did kind of something similar. He was in a foreign country though, so it was way bigger, and everybody was like throwing chalk in the air.
Yeah.
And like everybody was just covered, and I feel like that'd be so cool.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
just something along those lines, like, and you're just gonna,
like, go, you crazy. Have more energy,
yeah,
in those moments too.
Oh yeah,
like, yeah.
Yeah,
I remember back in Chile we did this thing, and because we don't really get snow in Chile for Christmas time, because, like, you know, southern hemisphere, it's switched around the seasons. So we used to have summer snow fights. So, like,
how does that work?
So, like, you fill up socks full of, like, flour.
Oh, yeah.
And you just throw them at each other.
Way. That's awesome.
And not even socks, it's like tights. And you just throw
those
at each other.
Leggings,
leggings, and they hurt so much, but, like, you still have, like, the white on you and stuff like that.
Oh, and if everybody wears black or something.
Yeah, it's so much fun. Wow. Either that or water balloon fights.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true. That's pretty cool.
I think we know what we're doing next. that's sweet.
We'll just find out who has some leggings.
Yeah.
We rent, like, tights are, like, $1.
Yeah, they're pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good to know. That's so funny.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I remember one of my favorite activities in a ward that I had was my bishop tied money to the tails of a bunch of cows. And so all of us are just running after these cows, trying to grab the money, and they're running away from us.
No way.
Yeah, he's like, we did it with, like, pigs and all that. And so it's just, it's a ton of fun.
That's awesome.
Stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, I've done, like, food fights in the past, or I think I did something similar to the flower war. I'm trying to think. Yeah, we would go to the beach at morning time,
mm-hmm.
right before sunrise, and either pull an all-nighter or do some just something fun as a group. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody runs out into the ocean at one time, you know?
Yeah.
I think, honestly, at the end of the day, it just comes down to, like, you know, the people you're with and your willingness to be there, like, have fun, like, just be yourself.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, like, I feel like in today's society, people will go to a party and then they don't act like themselves. Like, I don't know. Like, when I'm at a party, I act like I act around my family.
Yeah.
I'm just goofy. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
I feel like the more comfortable and fun you're having, the more yourself you'll be. Like, if you're really having fun with a group of friends, like, you're not gonna want to fake whatever you're feeling.
Yeah.
Like, you might be a little bit more of an introvert, but then you're not gonna change your personality to like towards the group. I remember one of the first activities I had, like, kind of like what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Was when I first turned 12, we went to camp together with, like, all this. Huge group of people, and they decided to do, like, a little, like, gladiator fight kind of thing. And I was, like, super scared. So I explained the activity real quick. So it was, like, you grabbed, like, a couple of socks. You had, like, 5 pair of socks, and then four of those 5 pairs, you, like, roll them into a ball, and then the last pair, you make it into, like, you, like, stuff the sock ball in there. So it's like a little, like, maze thing.
Oh, yeah.
And then you dip that in paint and just, like, go at each other.
Oh,
you don't, like, throw. You just kind of, like, hit each other.
You hit each other. It's like 2 teams. And, like, you're trying to, like, steal the flag from them.
That sounds cool.
And I remember just, like, I was so scared, and I was like, okay, I'm going to have to act tough and all that. But, like, a 12-year-old can't really act tough. So, like, I remember, like, looking at the pictures, and the first half of, like, the activity in my pictures, I just looked ridiculous because I'm trying to, like, act tough. Like, I don't know. But then, like, once I started, like, getting loose and, like, actually having fun and getting being comfortable with these people, that's when, like, you can see, like, the way they have me actually having fun. And, like, yeah. You just see through these pictures, like, the change that goes through when you're comfortable with a group.
Oh, heck yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah. True. Yeah. We did something where we got... So you get PVC pipes, and then you run them through pool noodles.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's called a boffer, but you can just call it like a pool noodle sword.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody got cardboard shields, and we did 100 via 100.
No, like 100
versus 100 war. Dude. All at war. And so like two hits, you're dead, is basically the way it worked.
Mm-hmm.
And or if you got hit in your arm, you had to act like your arm died.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like that. So it was epic. And we did the haka like right nice. Before we all ran out. That was probably like one of the most fun activities ever.
Yeah.
That's oh, so sick.
Yeah, just like stuff like that, just going crazy.
We should do that for a reward activity.
Yeah, we should.
The thing is, where do you get 200 people to do this?
Yeah, well, not right now. This is years ago.
Yeah.
in Florida, but oh, yeah, super good.
Like, if we ever want to do something big like that, like once COVID's all done and over with,
yeah,
like I think we could actually get 200 people.
Oh sure. Yeah,
like the four of us, we have friends.
Yeah.
And if it was if nobody was in school at the time or anything, we have the connections and that. Like, and I feel like a lot of people don't think that they do.
Yeah.
But we have a ton of friends. If you start texting everybody, you know.
And if it's an activity like that, people are going to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And I think that's kind of just going off of that. It's ironic that we live in a time where once you have something, you realize how much you cared about it.
Mm-hmm.
So your ability just to like go out in public and like not worry about getting sick or something,
mm-hmm.
that like changes everybody's lives. Because now everybody, what do they want to do? They want to travel. They want to party. They want to work out. They want to do all the things that they may or may not have been doing,
mm-hmm.
like before. So, yeah, I think social like opportunities are the best kind, just because we're happier when we're social.
And I feel like now more than ever, it's right after like. Quarantine ends, and like, well, quarantine already ended, but after all the restrictions end, and we're all able to go outside, and the world goes back to normal, and like kind of normal, it'll be perfect for social, because we all just went through the same thing.
Yeah.
So now we're all like connected somehow. So
yeah.
It's our chance to make so many friends.
That's epic. That sounds like something like right before a battle.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That's like sounds like some one of those kind of speeches. Like,
yeah,
like we're all together, we're all one.
Dude. Yeah,
I like that. That's actually so true, though.
If I ever went to war, it'd be with you guys. You guys
there on the side. Yeah, dude. Oh man, what would our code names be? Yeah. That's the real question.
Like, I want like code names are like really one of the coolest things ever.
So
like,
true.
I don't know why, but it brings you so close together. But
yeah. Yeah. Eagle, or a bald eagle, are you in?
Guys, I like, I have a little hair still.
Bald. Yeah.